Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session. Hello, everyone. And welcome to another session of Gifted Generations Presents Financeology 101. I'm your host, Robin Seegers, and my husband is co-host, Elroy Seegers. He should be joining us in a minute. So this is our session on 'Tis the Season of Overspending for the Holiday. So we're going to shop till we drop. I don't think so. Our resident financial guru is Ms. Tina Smith. She's the president of the Financial Tea Coaching and Consulting Firm. She's a financial coach, a financial mentor, and she's an author. Her book is titled, It's Your Turn, Walking Your Financial Purpose. Hello, Ms. Tina.
Hello, Robin and Elroy. Thank you for having me. And this is a very timely topic because now that Thanksgiving is over, most people draw their attention now towards the holiday season as far as Christmas and New Year. And Christmas shopping is a highlight, especially the day after Thanksgiving. Yes, so for those who might not have started their Christmas shopping, this topic is just for you. So I'm really excited. And again, very timely topic today.
Yes, because we were out in them streets this weekend, and girl, stuff was everywhere. I mean, people were just out shopping like crazy. So we just wanted to just have a friendly chit chat about just not overdoing it, because you got to live after Christmas. You have to
you
live.
Sure do.
And you don't want to put yourself in all that debt afterwards. So let's talk about that. What kind of advice that you would give, Tina?
Well, this is a very touchy topic because I have family members that really harp on Christmas gifts, making sure that the kids get everything that they want, regardless of cost. And that's just kind of just what I grew up with. I mean, my parents made sure that me and my sister had everything that we could have ever thought we wanted. So that's just the kind of, like, you know, my mom would try to read the room, like, you know, they want this. And we're like, no, we don't. And you know, my mom could be like, you watched the commercial 8 times. I'm like, well, that's kind of how many times it came on. But she really was in tune. She tried to be in tune with, you know, what we wanted for Christmas. And so my parents were the kind that would go above and beyond to get us everything that we wanted for Christmas. And, you know, so I realized that there's parents and people that are that way. So if this is you, indeed, I just recommend considering what a budget is. I did say the B word. But it's best to plan out your Christmas shopping. If you're going to buy a bunch of gifts for Christmas for kids or, you know, for family members, parents, it's really good to be proactive and put a budget together. That would absolutely be step number one. And I would recommend that for anyone who is Christmas shopping. It's not, you know, for those who may have limited funds. This is something I even do. You know, my limit this year for our son was $250, and I made sure that I didn't spend more than that. You know, could we afford to do more? I'm sure we could, but no, you know, I mean, you know, my son has everything that he needs, and there's, you know, he understands that there's things that we want him to have, you know, and things that he wants, and we respect that. But, you know, we're just not the kind of family to just go all out for Christmas. We do recognize that Jesus is the reason for the season, and we're not trying to overdo that. We just want to, you know, still bless the people that, you know, that are near and dear to us. Of course, our son is first. But even in that, you know, I put a budget for him, and he's our only kid, and he's the only kid I'm buying Christmas for. So, you know, what we used to do, I'll give you a quick tip. This is, you know, I do some tea spilling every time I come on. But I remember when my husband and I were looking to build our credit score, and we would really take our time to use one credit card. And as we did, we would work to pay it off, you know, during the year. So we worked really hard, you know, to do that. In the meantime, but it takes super, super duper discipline to do this. But in the meantime, what we would do is we would rack up our points for this credit card. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been times where we've had hundreds of dollars in points, and that would be our son's Christmas money.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So we would do that and use that as our son's Christmas money. And so we would have the credit card company cut the check sent to us. And that's what I would use to do Christmas shopping for our son with. So that's a strategy that I used that didn't include my own money, at least, you know, directly.
Wow.
So, but that's something that takes a lot of discipline because, you know, as I say in my book, there's not enough points in the world to pay your bill. But right. I mean, if you're going to, you know, if you have discipline and you can, there might be an opportunity for you to use dollars that, you know, you earn through the year and not have to necessarily, you know, spend your money directly. So that's how we budgeted for a long, long time. We just used the points off of our credit card and that was our budget.
Wow, that's awesome. And then another thing that I know that banks allow you to have Christmas savings accounts. It's too late for this year, but come January, you can open up a savings account strictly for Christmas for next year.
My parents did that, and I'm not sure if it was a savings account. I think they did loans back in my parents' day.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah.
They call Christmas clubs.
Yeah.
Our vacation clubs. And the good thing about those things, they allow you to save. You can even open up like 2 or 3 months into the year, but they always close your account the same time every year, which is right around Thanksgiving. So you can't say, oh, let me keep it for another year. They close the account for the most part. These ones that I've dealt with. And they give you all your money that you saved up to that year and they let you go out and, you know, spend it. And then you can come back and do another one. So they're very helpful because if you think of saving $25 a month or $50 a month, you know, that's $600 towards Christmas.
Exactly.
You know, and it's already budgeted into your finances and everything because a lot of times we say, you know what, we're going to spend this much at Christmas. We put it on credit cards. We don't save, you know, and then what's after Christmas? You got Valentine's Day. So you got those tough back-to-back months with January in the middle, you know, of spending. And so then you get your check back from taxes. You blow that too. So it's so much going on in the first part of the year. It's crazy. And this time of year is people just tend to go crazy as far as spending. We don't.
Right.
We try to be wise of how we spend that money. I just bought my
absolutely
own, to say the truth.
Same. And you know, you guys have read my book, so you know my entry called Surprises Christmas. Christmas comes the same day every year, but somehow it sneaks up on us and we did not properly plan. And just like you were talking about, I would rather take a little bit, say $50 a month. So let's say $25 a check. $25 a check throughout the next 12 months versus taking $600 out of this one check right here, right before Christmas, where I may be, you know, I may be sacrificing rent or mortgage or another, you know, bill. And that's just something that's not wise. It'll always come back to bite you. You'll be like, oh, well, I'll just get it back next month. Something's going to happen to where you can't get it back next month like you planned. Right. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm wishing that. It's just life.
Mm. Right.
Because it's happened to me. So that's how I know. So
stuff happens. Stuff happens.
It does.
Yeah,
life happens. And so you want to make sure that you are you want to make sure that you are absolutely prepared. And for any parent who has tween or teenage kids, I highly recommend gift cards for the kids. I remember when our son, you know, was 12, 13, 14, shoot, 15. And, you know, we would just give him a gift card and we would take him shopping the day after Christmas when everything is on sale. And now he can go buy his little J's, his jerseys, whatever he want to go do, his little clothes. He can go buy. And then it's a fun time for him to go to the mall to shop and stuff like that. But, you know, now he's sick. He's about to be, well, he's 16 now and he's just like, yeah, I'm good with that now. But hey, for the tween, for the 12 to, you know, like the 11 to 15, oh, that was just exciting for him. He was like, yes, I get to go to the mall and shop. You know, he would just have himself a good old time with his gift card.
Mm-hmm. Look, it's not only exciting for the kids, it's also exciting for adults to get gift cards. Give me a gift card. I'm going to be in the mall like your kid. 11 and 12. Them kids better get out of my way. Knock somebody down. Trying to get myself off the rack.
But you know what? You also have to have a strategy of who you buying for, because you know we'll try to buy for everybody under the sun. And listen, if someone give me a gift, oh, I got to give them a gift. No, that ain't true. They give you a gift, God bless them. You don't have to turn around. You might feel guilty about it, but you don't have to turn around and give them a gift because somebody gave
them. Yeah, there are specific people in my life that I buy Christmas gifts for. And my husband and I, we don't normally buy Christmas gifts for each other. We're just like, okay, well, look at all this other stuff that we didn't did. Look at these trips that we did, or look at this new TV, or look at this new whatever. Hey, Merry Christmas, you know. That's kind of our Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
But I will say this. What we do, if there's going to be any gift giving, it's not necessarily a planned thing. Like, you know, he'll tell me, babe, don't give me anything for Christmas. I didn't get you anything. I'm like, okay. But last year he ended up getting me a jewelry box because he felt like the jewelry box that I had was too small. He felt like, okay, let me go ahead and replace this jewelry box for her. And he bought it around Christmas time. So we'll take a look at, you know, needs for each other. And I have this particular, I know that my husband likes something in particular, like, I don't want to give this away because I have his gift on the way to the house, but I see something in his everyday, and I feel like there is something, there's a gift that I could get him that would solve a problem that I believe that he has. And so with that being said, I'm like, oh, well, he would enjoy this because it fixes this, you know.
You pay attention.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, I bet you he would appreciate this because it solves this problem, you know. So that's what we're doing versus, you know, I'm not going out and buying him, you know, some expensive watch or, you know, whatever. He's not doing the same for me. We just kind of look at, pay attention to our spouse and say, you know what, I think he would appreciate X, Y, and Z. But we don't do Christmas gifts traditionally, no.
So you're saying if I keep showing my wife that car magazine with the Lamborghini, she's going to get that for me?
That's what you're telling me? No.
So
I said fix a need. I didn't say.
I want. Oh, okay. My bad. I got needs and wants kind of mixed up.
Need. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you what my wife used to do. My wife used to take the magazine and she would fold it on certain pages. So when I would open it up, you know, I'm like, I like, she was looking at this. It got so bad. I'm like, why are all these pages folded on the magazine? 30 pages in the magazine, 25 are folded. It's like, okay, what in the world? But that's how she always communicated with me, was through the magazines, how things were folded. And I would pay attention to it. Like, okay, she wants this here. She doesn't need this here. So let me fulfill her wants for a change and not just her needs.
Yeah.
She was slick with it.
Yeah, but I highly recommend know your audience. Know who you would be okay not getting a Christmas gift for and who you would get a Christmas gift for. So for the most part, you know, our son and, you know, our moms, that's kind of where the buck stops. And every now and again, depending upon, you know, the holiday and if my sister and I could spend it together or something like that, you know. My sister, here's a great example. So we were together for Thanksgiving and I appreciate her. She serves our military. So I really appreciate all her service.
What's her name? Say her name.
Yes, her name is Master Sergeant Tara Wright. She is in the United States Air Force. and I'm so proud of her. She's a unicorn. She's actually one of the top ranking Black female security forces in
Shout out to her.
So I'm really excited that she's doing so well. But we were together this holiday, and my sister doesn't normally ask me, you know, for anything for Christmas, and we normally don't exchange gifts. Well, I had gotten there, and there are some boots that I had on. She says, "Ooh, girl, I like those." And I'm like, "Girl, yeah, you know." She says, "Where you get them from?" So we're having this whole conversation about these little boots I got on that I just got. And so I showed her, you know, on the website, you know, that she could order them. And these boots literally were $24.99. Uh-huh. And so she says, "Ooh, girl, these are cute. Get me these for Christmas." I said, "Oh, okay." $25 later, she had a Christmas gift. See, it doesn't take a whole lot.
Yes.
It doesn't take a whole
lot. Right.
You know,
right.
She's like, "Oh, dear girl, these boots is cute." I mean, I've gone to, she's gotten me, and no diss to the company I'm about to shout out, but she's gotten me paparazzi jewelry for Christmas last year. And those are $5 a pop. And I think she gave me like 6-7 pieces. I said, "Uh-oh," you know, because now I know these are $5 jewelries, but shucks. I mean, it's not, you know, about how much the gift is. It's about the fact that she thought about me, and she knows that I like to coordinate my jewelry with my outfits. And so she thought enough of me to get these cool colors that I wouldn't have normally wore, but now I have a reason to go, you know, extend, you know, broaden my horizon about my colors. So, you know, it's the thought. And it, I mean, I bought my sister facial stuff, like stuff that I order for myself. I might have gotten an extra order that I didn't use or need. I'm like, shoot, that's her Christmas gift. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot. It really doesn't. Right. And I don't want anyone to be under the impression that you have to be broke to, you know, to do Christmas. You don't.
Yep. You're right. I know when I was younger, my mom used to give each kid $100, you know, having five kids. Wow. That's $500. And I was like, you know, 10 to 11. Well, I thought she'd give me about $100. I know I got $100. You know, I know I'm her favorite child.
You might have been the favorite.
Maybe so. But out of that $100, we had to buy everybody a gift.
Okay.
You know, I got four brothers. You know, three brothers and one sister. So, and then my mom a gift. So basically five people. So what's that? $20 a pop. So you really had to know how to shop. This is one thing that really told me about budgeting early on is my mom always would give us allotment of money and said, "This is your money for Christmas. Make sure everybody gets a gift." And so she taught us without knowing that she was teaching us how to budget for every situation, every person. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn, like when I was 10, 11, going out to the store, "Oh, this person's going to get a tie. Oh, this is a nice hat.
Yeah.
I may spend 30 on one person. Mm-hmm. That means this person's going to get 15. You know, those
basically,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it taught us how to budget and how to shop and save early on. Now, I don't know if she knew that was her intention, but that's what I drew from it, is learning how to spread my money across the board and saying, "Well, I ain't got no money for no friends. I ain't got money for myself." So, but the good thing about it, I got five gifts, one from each child, plus my mama, every year. So even though I had to give away something that she gave me, plus my lawnmower money, I always got something back. So it taught us early on, and that still resonates in my mind today, of how that little simple thing taught me how to look for bargains.
Yeah.
You know,
That's right.
My favorite cousin called Clarence Sale, you know.
Yes. Listen, so, I'm going to tell you that, you know, if you're a planner for Christmas, you've already gotten your Christmas shopping done. You've gotten your Christmas gifts at the best price they will ever be. I appreciate Black Fridays and all that. Them people lying, y'all.
Those
things ain't on sale as much as as much as they trying to make it seem.
Don't we know?
Yes.
Don't we know?
So with that being said, please be mindful that, yes, it says Black Friday sale. And what may have happened is they increase the price just to make you feel better that it's as quote unquote low as it is.
Gotcha.
When it might have been, that might have been the sale price for Memorial Day.
I'm not going to say this store name, you know, because it's a store that we frequent often. And So we went to the store. We're like, ooh, half off sale, half off sale. Me and my wife, we went rolling to the store, walking to the store. And she went to the ladies' apartment. I went to the men's apartment. I'm going, holy crap, these prices are high. I was like, quadruple. So I walked around to her. She walked around to me. And I said, we both said, did you notice something about the prices? We were like, yes, they're way higher. And these people were snatching off the rack. Why? Because they said half off.
If.
We walked out with like one thing. Oh, no, we're not doing this. Why? Because we shop there often, so we know the prices. So we already knew this is way too much. This is not a sale. This is no. I'm not saying it's a ripoff because it's a good quality clothes. I'm just saying we knew a sale when we see a sale. So you are absolutely right when you says the price might have been inflated just to get the regular price when you purchase it. So we experienced that this weekend first. Didn't we, baby? This was weekend?
Yes, we did.
It was like, wow. I'm not going to say the store, you know, but we was like, wow.
No, that's just the way that it is. And it's capitalism at its best. I mean, you're looking like folks are eager to get out and shop, you know, again. And so, but we just have to be wise about it. I want my son to have the best too. That doesn't mean I have to go broke to get it. So I plan ahead of time. Not only do I budget, but I start shopping very early. My son's done. My son was done way early. He's done. So, you know, when you do that, you make sure that, you know, you are able to get prices that you're willing to spend, not what the going sale is today, if that makes sense. And so you can, you know, the earlier you start, then the more flexibility that you have. Because at this point, if you're trying to shop and then say you're online and you're trying to shop, you know, this might be kind of the last week that you can guarantee possibly that your gift will arrive on time. That's something. So at this point, you're like, well, shoot, I'm desperate. Now I got to pay more to have it, you know, express shipped. Now I have to pay more, you know, to X, Y, and Z. So when you shop early, you're able to do it at a price point that you would be more willing to spend instead of, oh my goodness, this purse costs her. Okay, I got to get it because I'm running out of time.
Right.
And, you know, it, again, same concept in my book, It's Your Turn, Walking Your Financial Purpose. You know, you don't want to hear the words, we're out of toilet paper, but if you don't plan and you're like, oh, snap, we're out of toilet paper and I need this toilet paper like right now. So going down to the corner store is going to cost you way more than than if you had planned for it, you know. So get a list, you know. I don't recommend going Christmas shopping. You don't have a list. Have a list, just like you would a grocery list.
Yeah.
Just like how much you want to spend on groceries. You know you don't want to pay $5 for that box of cereal. So you're going to go somewhere else. Or you know. So these are the things that you could do to make sure that you, you know, are able to save, you know, even while you shop.
Right. You know what I love to do? I love to, I do this every year. Robin knows what I'm going to say probably. I love to go to the store because certain times of year, Christmas time, they only sell certain things, little crinkets and stuff. I love going to different stores and trying to find those things that they normally don't sell throughout the course of the year, but you can always find them in the shelves and the aisles this time of year. And I really load up on those things because it's like, oh, look what I found. Oh, look what I found. I put them under the tree and it gives from to Elroy, from Elroy. Just me to me.
I was going to say that, and they also came up with Christmas in July.
Yes.
You know how they so start looking for stuff then.
I mean, you know, you're reading my mind. Mm-hmm. You're reading my mind, Robin. I mean, it's, you know, for depending upon how fast your kid grows, this may be a little difficult, but I always shop for clothes out of season.
Yeah.
So like in July, I'm not shopping for shorts.
Yeah.
I'm shopping for sweaters.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and vice versa, you know. Because a lot of times they're trying to get rid of this stuff because nobody's buying this stuff at this time of the year.
Right.
You know. Same as a grill. I don't recommend going to get a grill in the midst of summer. Get it in wintertime. Ain't nobody buying grills. Yeah. Everybody got their attention on snow blowers and things of that nature.
Right.
And so
the
prices drop, you know. So, you know, just the whole point of the conversation is about planning. So as you plan, you're going to, you know, get better ideas, get better deals. You're going to catch sales that has nothing to do with Black Friday. You might catch a 4th of July sale, you know, and those sales are good too. So, you know, don't limit yourself to just one sale, if that makes sense.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And also, I noticed that with Elroy's, with my in-laws, what they do is draw names. So
that's a great point too. It keeps, and I was going to say, actually, Robin, you were on the same wavelength tonight. I was thinking about that for single people. You know, there's folks who, you know, they don't have family or they can't go home. You know, if you're anything like, you know, my sister, you know, there's holidays you can't go home and you have to spend them with the people that are around you, you know, your friends and stuff like that. So it would be a great opportunity for Christmas shopping to pull names and set a limit on the Christmas gift. And, you know, White Elephant is super fun to do. I like it. And, you know, you could do that with your family versus you and buy one gift versus trying to buy everybody gifts. So that's an idea. That's a great idea. That way everybody has the same budget and you don't, and one person doesn't feel obligated or shamed at the same time. Because like, you know, if you put a limit on my mom, she's going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, excuse me, it's my Christmas gift. I'm doing one. And now she has spent $150 when everybody else didn't spend $20. You know, but
that's too funny.
But with that being said, though, you know, that way no one feels ashamed that they didn't get the most expensive gift or give the most expensive gift.
So that, maybe again, we just have to stop
being. It's not
about
the money. It's about, it's about, you know, how you feel about people.
And being creative and in how you do this, because I'm not spending all of my money and then and on December 26th I'm looking around like, now how I'm gonna get food or how I need gas money, and it's like, no, and that's not really the purpose for the for Christmas. It's about Jesus. It's not even about that stuff. So we take the focus off the stuff, then we're better off.
You know, and, you know, our every country, I'm sure, has done a great job commercializing, you know, Christmas, you know, and it's, a, you know, it's okay to, you know, buy gifts for people that you love. What I don't want anyone to do under the sound of my voice is to go broke behind it. That's all. Do your Christmas shopping. Just don't go broke behind it. Just don't. I don't want to hear nothing about how you can't make a car payment. Plan ahead. You know, or, hey, we're getting evicted because X, Y, and Z. Them kids didn't need all those gifts. You love your children. Most parents love their children. And their most parents want their children to have the best. But that also includes keeping food on the table for them, keeping the utilities on. It includes just the practical things, not just the things, not just things.
Right.
It's practical stuff, you know. And I would, you know, I would even venture to say, these kids nowadays, they're way more advanced than we were. We were happy to get Christmas gifts under the Christmas tree. These kids nowadays, like, where's this trip to Disney World? Where are we, when are we going to Hawaii? I mean, that's like that, right?
Big dreams.
These kids are serious. And so, you know, even with that, you know, it's about making memories with them too. So it's not just about things. It's about, you know, making memories so that when, you know, us as parents, you know, when we're dead and gone, our kids won't remember a lot of the things that we got them for Christmas. A lot of times it's the memories that were made behind it. So please, y'all don't get stuck on, you know, Christmas gifts and going broke behind it. No, please don't get stuck behind that. You know, love your kids, not just the one day, as if your the gifts determine how much you love them, because I know you love them more than that. And you buying them Christmas gifts doesn't equate to your love for them.
Right. And half the gifts, the next day, they can't find the a piece here, a piece there.
Girl, or they broke, can't depending upon the age, girl. Oh, my gosh. You're like, I just bought this yesterday. How is this game broke already? or you didn't wear off the batteries that quickly, son. Okay.
Keep that receipt.
Jeez Louise. Or keep a load of batteries on you, because, I mean, if I remember my son, he would get games, boy, them batteries be dead by nightfall. I'm like, I just got this today.
Along with the toy.
and kids are a funny thing, because today my son likes this, tomorrow he's gonna like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want to be all salty. Now, you didn't buy him $500 shoes, And now you're salty because he ain't wearing them no more because they're not in style anymore. So just be mindful, you know, of all that. I mean, I've looked at my son plenty funny. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I bought you that sweater and you just ain't going, okay. You know, so, but you know, he liked it then, but he might not like it anymore. I mean, just kids and their fashion sense, they're just so, they're so changed, you know, it changes so much. So you don't want to, you know, look at your kids funny either because you didn't spend quote unquote all this money. I heard that a lot. Now we didn't spend all this money for this, you know, so don't look at your kids sideways either.
And a lot of time with kids, how they do it is that they want something. And once they get it, okay, I got that. Moving on to the next thing.
Moving on to the next thing,
And then they just keep moving on. And you know, spend hundreds of dollars. And
now I'm mad because I'm still making payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we really have to get our a hold on this. And, you know, of course, there's always a bigger picture when we talk about, you know, even this situation. And just like Robin, you said it two or three times and it bears repeating, you have to live after this. So the whole point of making sure that you're wise. And guess what? When you are shopping wise for Christmas, when you get this concept, you'll be surprised how the next year goes for you, because now you're mindful not just on Christmas shopping, but on other areas in your finances. So Christmas shopping is just the hook to get you to think about this topic, rather, is just to get you to hook to start thinking about what are you doing with your money, you know, for the rest of the year too. And once you really get a hold of being okay with not shopping for everyone, literally, and their mom, you know, for Christmas, once you get a hold of the concept that it's okay that somebody bought you a Christmas gift and you didn't think, and then you didn't buy them one, it's okay. It's not about, you know, oh my goodness, I forgot you. That ain't it. You know, it's that person, it was on that person's heart to bless you with something. Say thank you and allow that person to bless you. It's okay. You know, you don't have to reciprocate every single time. So don't feel bad if, you know, you got a Christmas gift and, you know, you didn't buy that person a Christmas gift. You say thank you and you move on, you know, but start thinking about the things that you do for the remainder of the year. And everybody is in a different place in their finances.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage everyone that no matter where you are in your finances, do not be afraid to budget. Do not be afraid to take a list. Do not be afraid to get your favorite kids' gift cards and take them shopping after Christmas. Don't be afraid of that. You don't be afraid of all these different ideas, the Christmas club. Don't be afraid of these different ideas to help you manage your money throughout the year so that at Christmas time, you know, you don't feel stressed. You know, about it. It's not supposed to be a stressful time. It's supposed to be a time of good cheer, of love. It's supposed to be a good time of, you know, enjoying your family. So don't make it into something that it should not be.
And there's so many churches, you know, even if you don't have the finances to support your kids, to buy the things that they want and need, there's so many churches that are doing like Christmas tree gifts and stuff. So, you know, definitely look around to your local neighborhoods and things like that. To see what they're doing in the neighborhood. I know our church is doing the exact same thing. We all adopted the school. So you really got to pay attention to what's out in your local neighborhood. And if you don't have the finance to do it, maybe seek another way as far as things like churches and, you know, stores and stuff like that. Because they do a great job as far as giving away gifts and stuff like that.
And also, don't be ashamed if that is you, to where you can't afford to buy your kids' Christmas gifts. Our church does the same thing, and thank you for bringing that up. So if you're in the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, our church, Grace Church in Dumfries, Virginia, we have a Christmas giveaway every year. There was one mom, I think each one of her five kids got bikes one year.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, there are some of us who, you know, we don't have a little kid anymore. So, you know, the nostalgia of having a whole bunch of Christmas gifts under the tree just isn't a 16-year-old's dream anymore, you know? So, you know, we're a part of that. There are other folks who are older that doesn't have children, you know, they want to bless other people as well. So if that's you, absolutely consider, you know, connecting with your local church and see if they have a program like that and let other people, you know, bless your children as well. So that's an excellent point.
Yep.
Well, that was That was good. Anything else, Elroy, you can think of that?
No, I can think of my Cash App. I can always get it out of people. They can always cash at me. You know it's a season to be giving. Christmas just ain't Christmas unless you give Errol some money. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, one thing I know I love to do is like I love to shop for myself. Robin knows that. Robin said, "Now take the gifts. I go out and buy it, and I wrap it up." She's like, "I look at all the gifts on the tree." She said, "Yeah, every one of those gifts are yours. Yeah, I pay for them." I go out and buy what I want because I'm not going to be disappointed when somebody said, man, I thought this person was going to get me this year. I go out and buy it. Or I tell my wife, just I want this. But we're so used to giving out throughout the course of the year. We don't feel no certain way for Christmas if some person gets something or doesn't get something. You know, we try to make sure we take care of ourselves and our kids.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier. There's no stress. You know, we don't worry about Christmas. We worry about other things and other people sometimes. And then we do see something that person like, we'll go ahead and buy it. But it's not like, I got to go out and buy my wife a gift. I got to find out something. It's no longer that stress level. You know, we've been married for 32 years. So you grow in wisdom when it comes to those kind of things. You know, there's so much more focus on this time of season than just buying my wife this nice ring that I just purchased her, which is not the truth, Rob. I didn't get you no ring, baby, so don't worry about that.
That's okay. I'm good.
But I always try to give her a little something under the tree just so she can have something under the tree for the time of year. But, we try to do it that way. No stress.
Right. So I encourage all the listeners that, you know, if you've done your Christmas shopping, excellent. Good for you. If you haven't, this will be the best time to do it so you can go ahead and get it out the way and keep your stress level down because you don't want your blood pressure up about this now.
Amen.
But I would recommend too, if you've never saved during the year for your Christmas gifts, let this be the last Christmas that you stress over how much you know, you're spending and what's left. Let this be the last time that you do that and start planning now because Christmas comes every year the exact same date of the year. Yeah. It's not a surprise. So you start planning now.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I totally agree. Well, thank you so much again, Miss Tina. I pray you have a blessed
serving that tea.
Holiday.
Serving that tea is all worry. Serving
you
that
know
tea.
It. That tea be sweet too.
And I pray that you have a wonderful holiday season and everyone in your family stay safe and blessed.
Yes.
Same to you all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year to you guys.
You want to give the website and stuff before we leave or what you want to do with that?
Yeah, Tina can give hers out and then you can give.
Okay. Everybody saying Merry Christmas, good night, have a great day. Like, hold on, we got some business though. We got to do some commercials here.
Okay.
Yes, so if you know me, I can be found anywhere on social media at The Financial Tea. That is the @ @TheFinancialT. And so if you're looking for me on the gram, that is The_financial_T. That is TheFinancialT. And my website is thefinancialt.org. And there you will be able to find more information about me and our mission. And also being to have an opportunity to buy my book called It's Your Turn, Walk in Your Financial Purpose, which is a great Christmas gift, by the way. In fact, we do have a Christmas sale going for the book. If you buy 4, you get 1 free. So would you look at that? Ooh, so now you've got 5 Christmas gifts just like that. And then this is how to teach you how to fish. And once you're taught how to fish, now it's up to you.
Okay.
But that's us, and we appreciate it. We always look forward to serving you.
Okay. Yes, get those y'all go get those books because they will bless your life.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you some news here, Tina. It's kind of made me surprise you. I'm a co-author of a book called The Victory. It's a dose of victory for veterans. I co-author.
Oh,
a
book with,
Her name is Miss Melanie Bonita. She helped she allowed 30 authors to go out there to co-author a book. And she gave us maybe a page and a half to write something that we wanted to write about, you know, just encouraging veterans. We just released it this past Veterans Day. So it's out there on Amazon. It's only available on the, like an iPad, something like that for now. The book's coming out.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just something new to me. So I'm a first time co-author. So, you know, hey, part of my profile now. So, hey, I give myself props. But did you know, I went out and count the number of podcasts we did this year, and I give my wife all the credit. This is our 26th podcast.
Oh, you guys 26. Have been consistent, wow. Like every other week, like consistently. 26 podcasts. Yeah.
Yes, 26 podcasts. And we've never said this here, but you know, these podcasts are put on by Gifted Generations, LLC. And I'm going to give you our credentials in a minute. And we always invite Tina back because she's a financial guru. She's our professional expert that we allow people to come on and just talk to her or hear the podcast and can reach out to her for different things as far as the financial situation. So we want to say, I always say thank you this time of year, Tina, because you've been very consistent. And we appreciate the fact that you are actually coming on and just spending, you know, half an hour to 45 minutes just talking about every topic available, because you are very well versed in so many topics, and you also are qualified in every state too. So hey, do your thing, girl. So
thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than deserve. So that's my gift to you. That's a big thank.
I'll
you.
Take it. Absolutely.
My wife is laughing. So our website is, well, our Instagram account is Instagram, of course, .com gift.gen. Facebook is Gifted, which is G-I-F-T-E-D, Gen, LLC. And our website is giftedgenerations-llc.com. And we always say what, Robin?
Don't forget the dash.
And also, y'all, we help improve lives by improving one's personal finances. That's something me and Robin, we love to do. We remove the stress to everyday financial management. By the way, we also have a budgeting app. Check it out. It can change your life. It is called Bags and Money App. Our app slogan is same money, new level.
New level.
Same money that you're using today can take you to a brand new level. It's all how you maximize that money every single day. This app is amazing. It's available on Android. We are working hard to get it out on iOS. So we'll hopefully that will be our Christmas gift to ourselves. We can give you guys. But the app does a major thing as far as you've been able to project your spending. So it is now, what's this, November the 30th. If you want to know how much money you want to have in your account to spend for Christmas, you can click on December the 15th. The app can tell you based on your income and your expenses and spending habits. It'll say, hey, on this day, December 15th, you will have this much money in your account to go shopping. Or it can say, hey, you're going to be short. Don't spend no money. It can work both ways. So go out and download the app today. It's available on Android. Coming soon to iOS. It's called Bags of Money. Go and get it. Invest in yourself. There you go.
Well, thank you for that commercial.
I'm just getting ready for TV, girl. That's all. I'm getting ready for TV. That's all.
Okay, we're going to wrap this up. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. So appreciate you.
For truly blessing us this year. We appreciate you.
And thank you for always allowing me the platform to be able to come speak to everyone, just to, you know, be able to, you know, spread some knowledge.
Yes, and you're
you do
welcome.
And you do spread it too. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.